Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Come back from that. Yeah. All right. Well, here we are.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To Literal Nonsense Podcast with your hosts, Hallie and Jamie.
Here we are.
In the flesh.
So, we're covering part two of Iron Flame today. I put my book sock.
Yeah. Because last time
not
it was...
Not a book sock. What's it, a dust cover?
Dust jacket.
There you go.
Not the book sock.
I used to love a good book.
I know,
song.
Right?
Yeah, I put my cover on here because last time it was just this bare black book.
Na, 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 na.
So here we are. So we're doing part two today, which is pages 337 to 623, and it is chapters 37 through 66. So... Amazing. It is the second half of the book, quite literally. All right, so we left off with Violet being broken out of torture and
killing Barish,
and taking all of the, not all of them, like half of the riders.
Yeah, she gave them a choice.
To Aricia and Brennan.
Should I stay or should I go? No, 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 no.
All the good ones went. So,
all the good ones went.
And then Brennan,
including Dane!
Yeah, Dane. So he had like a little flag for him.
Dane had his redemption arc.
A little. He's getting there. So yes. And that's where we left off, and Brennan's like, what, why are there hundreds of people here with all their fucking dragons?
Yeah.
Which
at
is
this,
fine.
Like, giant manor.
Yeah. So let's start out because we didn't mention this last episode, and I want to mention it.
God, I love this book so much. Yes.
So, Jack Barlow is alive.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy. He's here. He's back. Which was interesting because, like, now that he's back...
He's being mad nice.
Yeah. Like, almost, you know when someone's being, like, overly nice?
Yes.
And you're getting weird vibes? You're
yes.
Like, why are they being so nice?
Yes.
That's so, Jack Barlow. And he saves Violet, too.
Yeah, so I was just gonna mention that. So, she's about to be, like, killed because, Eidos is trying to kill her always.
Yeah.
And so she's almost trying, this is, like, her third attempt of, like, an attempted assassination. Great. And then Jack saves her, and he's like, all right, like, we're all good. That'll
mm-hmm.
be fine. So, that scene, were you suspicious? Were you not?
Yes.
Okay.
I was suspicious. I don't think I thought that he was... I don't think I was thinking he was Benin.
Okay, you were just, like, weird.
But I was like,
Well, I thought it was weird that he was alive.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, how did we do this?
Definitely. Well, and I think Rebecca Yarros does a good job of, like, setting the scene of, like... Oh, the healers, you know, he's worn down and there's a special, you know, person that he's trying to heal and everything's like hush hush, no one
yeah.
can see him. So like she did kind of set the stage to kind of be like, you know, what's going on?
But I thought they were just healing cuz obviously a mountain crushed him. So
exactly.
I was like, oh, it would be a lot to heal him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I agree. She did a good job of not being like healing in what way.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting now, like having hindsight, because and it says it in the book too. What's the healer's name? What's his name?
Nolan,
right? So he makes a joke to Violet and is like, oh, I'm just mending somebody's soul, like
yes.
no big deal, and Violet's like, haha.
Right.
You do your thing, Nolan.
Right.
And then later in the book
it's like legit.
She was like, I didn't realize he was, like, actually...
Mending his soul. Yeah.
Or trying to.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
obviously, it didn't work.
I thought he was suspicious, but then he chose to stay, which I was like, that checks out for him.
Yeah.
So then he was kind of, like, an afterthought again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for, like, the start of part two.
Yeah.
But we had to mention it because he becomes super relevant later in part two.
Mm-hmm.
And we forgot to mention that he's, like, back around.
Yeah.
So, important to mention that Jack is alive. Getting some suspicious vibes, but wasn't sure, like, what. I was just like, something's up with him.
Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't, like, sold on what that was.
Mm-hmm. But the Easter eggs are definitely there. Because, yes. You know, in book one as well.
Yes.
You know, Yaros makes some comments about, like, Jack's red-rimmed eyes.
Yes.
Yes. And,
like, she feels power.
Well, that, yeah. So when they spar, like, the second time, right?
Yeah.
And apparently he was siphoning from her.
Yes.
But she didn't, like, know that's what he was doing until she realized after that he is Venin. Like, when everything comes full circle. Full circle.
Correct. Yeah. But, like, there's definitely a lot of Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah. I think Rebecca does a really good job of, like...
putting those.
Yeah, just being like, oh, blah, 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 and then... in context, it's not really, like, thought through.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because then later it comes around full circle. And yes. You're like, holy shit. I yeah. love when they're good like that.
Yeah, and, like, that's why we fell in love with, like, SJM originally, too. Same kind
yeah,
of
yeah, because she was doing the same thing.
So Jack is back. LOL. sorry. And now, so they're at Aricia. So, quite honestly, it's a lot of, like, they're... trying to figure out, like, how to win this war now.
Essentially, right? You know, they have all these kids, right?
Right.
at this house. But I thought it was interesting how now they have the griffins and the flyers to account for as well.
Well, and so, yeah. So I was thinking this as well, and in my head I was, like, trying to, like, figure out how the fuck this all happened. So, they need a luminary to, like, build weapons that can kill Venin, fine. So,
yeah, like, they like, take a little, to like, mass-produce the
yes.
daggers.
So, they take a little field trip to Takaris. Is that his name? His house?
Yeah, General Takaris.
Yeah. And he's a weirdo.
Well, I didn't realize that he's not even, like, when I read Iron Flame...
Originally.
Even the second time around, I had no fucking clue who Takaris actually was.
He's, like, third and second line?
Yeah, he's, like, next in line for the Peromish throne.
Right, but there's, like, a queen
but there's,
existing.
There's Queen Mariah, maybe? I don't know. Thank you, Onyx Storm's, like, little cheat sheet in the front.
Yeah, I needed that. That was actually sorry.
So, okay, that makes sense now that they're going there, and Kat, who we were introduced to, so lovely, is, like, his niece.
Right, so she's, like, third in line.
Yeah.
So, they go there, and he, like, basically is a trickster. He wants to collect, like, big powers.
I liked the change of scenery, though. Like,
It was good.
I enjoy that they weren't at Basketh or Aricia.
Agreed.
You know, we have, like, we're introduced to, like, a new part of the world.
Yes.
Even if it's, like, short.
Yes.
I thought that was nice.
And they're very, like, they're wearing dresses just to look pretty. Like,
oh my god, yeah. So they're very, it was giving, like, Bridgerton.
Yes, right? Yes. So Kat, Zayden's ex-girlfriend who we met previous part.
Catriona.
She can manipulate emotions in the sense that she can make them more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So, she is coming for Violet. Now,
yeah.
She makes me feel inexplicable rage. Which she's supposed to.
She's supposed to, yeah.
But, I mean, dare I say there's no worse other woman ever.
You ever just have the urge to just, like, hit your book? Because that's how I felt.
She's just saying crazy. She's showing up to Zayden's door naked. Well, like, in a nightgown.
Yeah, it was just crazy. That was crazy.
She's saying crazy shit to Violet.
Yeah.
And she's like...
Well,
when I used to fuck him, what?
Yeah.
like, okay, wait. There's one part when they're at this home, and she says to Violet, or I don't know if it's actually, I think this is actually when they go back to Aricia. I don't care. The point is she made this comment at some point.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at Violet dead in the fucking face, and she says, you know that thing he does with his fingers? I taught him that. Ma'am, that would have been it for me. Game over.
Lights out.
Politics would no longer matter. Death. I would have beat her to a bloody pulp.
So, okay, so that's the thing. When we were reading, I was like, wow, this bitch just sucks, right? But you don't realize it's because she has that, like, she's able to use, like, the lesser magic. And that's why she's able to influence the emotions. And not all flyers have the ability to do stuff like that.
Right. Well, and like, we're reading from Violet's point of view. So obviously how angry she's getting, we're getting that angry.
Yeah.
But I also argue without the ability to manipulate emotions, like, to make them more intense, the comments she makes alone are just fucking out of pocket.
Yeah, so now I think this is where Zayden fumbled the bag. Like, he should have told her they had this whole 8-hour, flight to Aricia when they left Basketh, and obviously they had a conversation. Like, Violet said, you know, not to jump to conclusions, but I'm guessing that's your ex.
Yeah, like, tell her the whole story.
Yeah, and
I get what you're saying, but I also think for him, like, so we find out that she was, like, betrothed to him, like, as, like, almost an alliance type of thing. And,
yeah.
Like, yeah, they were fucking and stuff, but, like, they weren't compatible, so he was like, I cut it off.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like, fine. Like, that's almost, like, best-case scenario. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, of course, for her. But Kat, you know, is a scorned lover. And she also wants her throne.
Well, right, that's what she said. She talks about the throne. Like, she doesn't love him.
No.
But that's crazy. Like, to go through all that to not, like, love someone.
Well, and I think it's also funny how she made the comment to Violet, like, you know I'm more of a match with him than you are. Like, really just, like, degrading her as a person. Like, not even, like, oh, he likes me better than you kind of thing, you know? Like,
I also feel like, why? Like, because of her royalty? Like, Violet's a bad bitch. Like, I feel like that comment doesn't really, like, hit for me because it's, like, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, but I think it's because Violet feels already a little, you know, she keeps forgetting that she is the most powerful writer of her year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that comment doesn't even affect me because I'm, like, that's false.
But in her brain, like, that hasn't clicked yet.
Right.
You know, so she's still insecure.
Right.
And, you know, I felt like a lot of this book was almost like a, like, her journey to, like, realizing, you know, she is a bad bitch. Like, she is the one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's why as well, because, you know, Zayden says, when he eventually tells Violet, oh, you know, this is what Kat can do, and she can't work with something that's not there.
Right. So if Violet's like, damn, I'm thinking all these things. I feel insignificant.
Exactly. So if she's picking up on a little bit of, you know, insecurity, she's
attacking it.
She's gonna press on that.
Damn. I would kill her. Anyways.
What a crazy mind game.
Crazy. So
what a sick person.
Now, unfortunately, as we're describing Kat to you and what a problem she is, the Viscount, right? Is he Viscount type character?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna call him the Viscount because I feel like I'm saying his name wrong. Anyways, so the Viscount basically is like, I'll give you the Luminary, but Violet had to wield, and there was like a whole dramatic scene with that. It's fine. And also, you have to take half of my riders, like, to Aricia because, like, we're gonna become one.
Well, let's just touch real quick that, you know, in order to get the Luminary for Violet to show off her lightning, she had to fight a Venom.
It was good, but I also feel like one of those things where, like,
I remember reading that for the first time and my jaw was to the floor. I was like, no fucking way.
Right, well, because right now, like, we've only seen Venom at,
the end of
Alphabine.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're like, almost like this, like, the fact that they have one so casually is like, what is going on?
Yeah.
That was
insane.
Okay, I agree. The first time I read it, and, like, even reading it now, I was like, damn.
Because,
like,
it was mad casual, too.
No, it was, right. And I think it was, like, an epic scene. It was, like, very dramatic. But, like, looking back and, like, thinking about what, like, hurts worse is, like, the fact that she has to take Kat with her. Like, I'm like, and she even says that in the book. She's like, I would fight 100 Venom without my lightning overtaking this fucking bitch with me.
Yeah.
I don't want her here.
I know.
So, like, so they have to take all of them with them. And it's, like, also same kind of vibe as, like, the Venom scene was great.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to, like, walk up this crazy narrow path.
Yeah.
And then, like, Wyverns come and all this stuff. Like, it's a great, like, she does a great job of writing, like, epic chapters.
Yeah, I mean, she makes a point that, you know, the writers are so hardcore that they're not going to respect the flyers unless they also do something hardcore.
Right.
So Brennan's like, oh, we have to go through this pass to get to Aricia, which is, you know, kind of fatal to Griffins because of the altitude.
Right.
And you're basically just rock climbing, essentially.
Yes. And, like, falling to your death. And
exactly. And, you know, they do lose. They lose
a bunch
of people. And the one person that they lose, Kat flips out. And she was like, of course you'd save the rider over the flyer.
Which,
like,
wasn't what happened.
Yeah, and I like how Kat's friend, Marin.
I like Marin.
She's very nice. I like her. She kind of, like, is like, Kat, like, calm down. You're being ridiculous.
Well, and even, like, Marin,
she's, like, a voice of reason, I feel.
Yes, and Marin even at one point says, like, because I think Violet or Rhee, someone questions her, like, why are you so, like, cool with, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, Violet and Zayden. And she's like, well, do you want your friend being this fucking toxic? She's like, he brings out the worst in her. Like,
yeah.
I want this to stop, actually. I would rather Violet and him be together. Like, she's like, this is bad.
Yeah.
So I like her.
Yeah, she's
And so,
cool.
The fact that they make it up the pass, they're now in Aricia. Now they're all trying to be, like, one. Which mm-hmm. is...
Well, Riddick gets hurt, too.
Yeah, they heal him. But,
yeah.
Same kind of thing.
With
like,
the Venon, you know, they come out of nowhere. So everyone's on, like, high alert. I mean, they...
Well, the Weaverns. There was no Venon. Thank God.
Yeah, the Weaverns. They're successful, obviously, but I feel like those little instances are really what, like, heightens, like, the emotion, I guess, of the book.
Well, and I also,
you know,
because
you never know.
Yes, and I appreciate it because, granted, even though, like, Riddick got hurt and, like, didn't die,
mm-hmm.
like, it's realistic that, like, some of the main people will get hurt, you know? So, like, I think
yeah.
Yaros does a good job of that as well, whereas, like, SJM, we've mm-hmm. said, has, like, lacked in that.
Well, I think also, too, is because... Everyone who really dies has a name.
Yeah.
You know?
She does do a lot
it's
of
It's not
name.
Like in
yeah.
SJM where it was like, oh, you know, 1,000 people died in the war.
Right.
All right, great. You know?
You know, she, like, name drops all the people.
She's like, Flame Section, Tail Section, Squad 4, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Claudia's dead.
Not Claudia.
You know what I mean? Like...
yeah, yeah. And so...
So even if it's not, like, a main character, say, you know, Brennan.
Right. She's, yeah.
Exactly.
Agreed. And so, yeah, so now they're all here, and, like, there's, of course, the issues that come with that. They don't trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so their main goals are to, basically, work together. They've learned to, like, make runes, which is just, like, magic. They can, like, weave into the air and, like, make, like, a fire rune and things like that. But Violet's main job and goal right now
mm-hmm.
is there's a ward stone in Aricia, mm-hmm. and she's like, I bet I can raise the wards.
Yeah.
And so...
She's also trying to master her lightning as well.
Well, she's getting way better at, because this person teaching her, I forget their name to be completely honest with you.
Yes.
But they're like, it's not about, like, how fucking Varys was like, strike, strike, strike. Mm-hmm. It's more about, like, control. They give her, like, that ball to, like...
Yeah, he's like, how are you wielding lightning when you don't even know the building blocks?
Right.
You know?
So she's getting so
it's
much
It's like
better.
Rock climbing without sneakers or any clothes.
Right.
What
you're
are you doing?
Jumping on the rocks. Like... Yeah.
So, like, that was cool to read as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think, like, she does a good job in this part, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously roughly the second half of the book, so it's lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, the big dramatic stuff that happens at, like, the very end,
mm-hmm.
I think she does a good job of, like, building blocks for books to come. I would assume.
Definitely. And I like also, too, how you could see Violet's confidence start to increase as she's starting to master her lightning more.
Which makes sense, because she was just fucking flying it everywhere. Like, who knows what's going on?
Yeah.
So, like, why would we feel confident about that, you know?
Yeah. But I think it makes her look at, like, her power differently.
Yeah.
Instead of
right.
it being like, I'm a killer. Like,
right.
Now
she
it's...
She can, like, make it a single strand. Like, she mm-hmm. can, like, wield it as opposed to just... having it, you know, like,
yeah.
she is a wielder now. I don't think she was wielding her power before.
Nah,
she
nah,
was
nah.
just
there,
there
it
is.
Is
yeah like
yeah.
what are we doing
yeah
and so they're doing this, they're working through all of that. Kat is still being a dirty fucking bitch, which Violet, I appreciate the fact that Violet is like a bad bitch back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they fight. They have their fight.
And that's
that was
when
good.
She, like, and then, like, she, like, references shit back. Like, she goes, oh, like, Kat.
Thanks for showing him the thing. Like, she threw it right back in her face. I
Girl.
Was like, yeah, yeah.
The way that, the first time I read that, the fucking face that I had,
yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, jaws to the floor.
Pure shock.
Yeah.
And then
that was
we
good.
Have one of the best scenes ever in my life. So Zayden brings her into, like, the council room, whatever, and they're talking, and he tells her, like, she can only do things that you feel, like, so you must feel insignificant,
mm-hmm.
insecure, whatever, in some fashion, whatever. So this man decides that he's not perfect enough, and he decides that he is going to just eat her out on the throne.
His throne.
To which he replies, my house, my chair, my woman. I've never heard 6 better words. In my life. I was going to say, will you marry me? I was like, it's only 4.
Damn.
I was like, damn. those are better. So, the fact that
yeah,
happened,
that was crazy.
Wow. And then he, like, literally, like, ran across the room like a weirdo, and she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm proving to you that, like, I don't just need sex. Like, I can worship you, and, like, you, I will just die.
Which was, like, fine, whatever.
Yeah, it was fine.
He was being a little dramatic.
So they're clearly doing better. Like, they still trust each other, and, like, Violet at this point keeps kind of making points to mention. Like, I don't want to ask him if my mom scarred his back. Like, I don't want to hear things that I don't want to know. Or I don't want to ask him how he agreed to my mom that he'd keep me alive. And, yeah. like, is that the only reason he loves me kind of thing. Like, she's not asking the hard-hitting questions, but they have reached a level of just, like, they're sleeping in the same bed. Like, yeah. they're together, but, like, tiptoeing around each other together. Yeah.
So, now after this, I feel like there's probably, like, one, two, three big things.
Like, the battle, like, we're talking, like, battle-wise? Like
yeah,
the
so
end.
I think the wards going up is one.
For sure.
The battle, and what happens at the end of that, but even before that, when Zayden talks to her about his second segment.
Okay, I love those. So let's talk about the wards first. So
yeah.
Before we get into the wards and how they're going up. So, we try to put up the wards at Aricia. And
it didn't work.
Violet's like, they're, like, working-ish. Like, they're humming. And, like, the Venom come, and then, like, they can't get past. Like, the Weavers fall. But then, like...
But the Flyers still have their magic.
Which they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, fine. So, we're like, well, what's wrong with them? Like, we don't really know. And so... Like that.
Get out of
and
here.
So Violet's like, I don't get what's wrong. So she's trying to figure out what's wrong. Now, okay, keep that in mind.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
Do you want to say, like, the quote of the wards or no? Basically, Violet was like...
Read the fucking book.
Yeah. Violet was like, oh, she first thought it was the six most powerful riders. Then she was like, oh, it's six dragon breeds.
Mm-hmm.
She's still wrong-ish.
She just translated it wrong.
It kind of works halfway. So now they find out, they meet with Command... from Nevaeh, and they're like, they're coming. I've seen the battle. What do we do? And so they're all like, fuck
Melgren,
you guys.
Yeah.
They're like, heh, like, fuck you
I
guys.
I know, which... And Violet makes a good point, like, you know, are we any better than how they were?
Right.
If
right.
we're not willing to help them.
Right. And that's how her whole crew feels. And Zayden makes a point and says, like...
He wants them to burn.
Well, no, but he's
like, I don't care.
But they have the assembly, and he tells Violet, he's like... majority ruled to not go help them, and I just want you to know that, like, I lost. So, like, he voted to go help them.
But I think because he knows Violet wants to.
Agreed. I would say that, yes,
I don't
that
think
probably
it's
is for Violet.
Because of him.
I would probably agree with that. So now we have a moment with the two of them. So basically, we mentioned last time their dynamic of, like, ask me things and I'll tell you whatever you want to know, and...
This was whatever. Such a hard scene.
Such a hard scene.
This is...
So...
Cutthroat.
We didn't mention this part as far as the plot, because it wasn't, like, a huge deal. They had, like, a little contest similar to War Games, and they're in this cave, and fucking, what's his name? Solas.
Oh, yeah. Jax Dragon's there. And
no,
Trice.
Who the fuck is
and
Solas?
Trice.
No, because Bane is also orange. Bane is Jax.
Oh, Solas is Varish's dragon.
Yes.
With the one eye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so here's where... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having, like, a thought... real time.
Yeah.
Because they end up killing this dragon, but I was
and
like...
And Darna kills the dragon.
Yes. But I remember being like, oh no, his rider dies now, but he's already dead.
Yeah.
So, fine.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I thought it was like a big deal.
That bitch
like,
been dead.
Yeah, I was like, yes, he's dead! And I forgot he's been dead. Okay, so...
I think that's why Solas... Remember, because Tarn's like, I can't find Solas.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think Solas was trying to, like, get retribution on...
Yes. Okay, fine.
For Varish.
But basically, the reason I'm saying this is because in the cave, they have a little conversation... And they're like, oh, you know, if you bond in the same direct family line, either you get a second signet or you go crazy.
Yeah.
And Violet's like, ding, 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 remembering that Sagal bonded Zayden's grandfather.
No, great uncle.
No, that's what they tell them.
Yes.
But it was the grandfather.
Well, Zayden tells her that, yeah.
Yeah. So it's
after.
Like, but I think at some point, I remember in book one, because I highlighted it in the reread, you know. I think he slips and tells her it's his great-grandfather. But, like, everyone else thinks it's, like, an uncle.
Oh, okay.
So that's why Violet... Because I remember the first time I read the book, in the cave, Violet is like, to the moment, and I literally, my first time I read it was like, what is she freaking out about? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But because I remember that scene, mm-hmm. in book one at some point, he does say it's his great-grandfather. Like, oh, okay. But only to her.
Mm.
So, like, I remember, like, I was like, highlight.
Yeah. You
know, like, ah! So, Violet's like, you motherfucker.
Exclamation point.
So now they're having a fight, same thing, like, just ask me, Violet, why didn't you ask about your mother, like, and the deal I made her, like, I know, that, like, you know, whatever, they're having an argument.
Okay, but in the midst of all this, he asks her, how fast do you think it takes to fall out of love with somebody?
Brutal. Brutal.
And you can't... Oh my god, you can literally tell, like, how upset he is and, like, how he wants this to work. And, you know, he's really trying to put himself out there, but Violet's being, like, an annoying little brat.
Yes.
And... I hate this whole conversation they have. It makes my skin crawl.
But I, like...
It breaks my heart.
I do kind of love her bad bitchery here, though, I will say, because...
I know,
he's literally
like...
Wait, what does he say?
Well, anyway, so she's like, tell me what your second sign is. And he was...
But, like, literally, because, you know, they're having this argument, right? And he's like, I've been telling you to, like, ask me real things, right? And she's like, let's put your theory to the test. I'm going to ask something real. And he's like, please do. Like, you know, like, he's thinking he's... so smart.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's your second signet? He's like,
oh. Can't tell you that one.
He's like, oh god. And then, like, as this is happening, that's when they have raising the wards, whatever. There's things going on. So it's like a hot second before they, like, have the conversation, because she's like, what is it? Like, you know, like, and even Tarn doesn't know. Like, he's like, I have no fucking idea. So in this process, they realize that the Venin pretty much made it seem like they're going to attack somewhere in Nevaeh, but they're really going to Basketh.
Mm-hmm.
Or Basketh, whatever.
Yeah, they're just, like, they have eyes on them just, like, all hanging, like, at this border town. And everyone's just like, oh, cool, they're just sitting there, and it's the day after, like, a day after solstice, they're going to attack.
Waiting. Right. And
she's like, why are we just sitting here waiting for them to attack us?
Well, right, and so
and then it starts to click.
Yeah, she realizes, like, they're just waiting there because they want the wards to fall. Like, mm-hmm. something's wrong with the wards at Basketh, right? So they fly there and, like, breakneck speed, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think this is, like, when the big conversation occurs between them. Of she, like, he's like, don't guess my second signet. And he's like, you don't want to know.
Yeah, he's like, don't do it to yourself.
And that's when he's like, yeah, it breaks my heart. He's like, how long does it take someone to fall out of love? Like, a month, a few days.
Uh-huh.
And he's like...
Well, because then, so then she was like...
She figures it out.
She figures it out. She's like, you're an Intrinsic. And he, like, confirms. And he goes, 1 second. It took 1 second for you to fall out of love with me. And I was like, I had to stop. I had to stop for a second.
And you want to throw up, actually.
I literally, oh my god.
So basically, that means that he can, you know, read minds, whatever. He explains that his form of Intrinsic
is... Yeah, it's not like...
reading intentions.
Yeah, it's not like he's actually reading your thoughts.
But I do get her point as far as, like, did you do that with me? Is that why I fell
of course.
In love with you?
Yeah.
Right?
Then you, like, second-guess everything.
Like, what do you do with that?
Well, she already did that, right? Because she thought Zayden just liked her.
Right.
And that's why, you know, all of a sudden, like, he wasn't trying to kill her until she found out it was because he made a deal with her mom.
Right, like, there's always almost, like, a reason why he fell in love with her. And she's like, I just loved you.
Yeah. Oh.
So, like, I understand, like, being a little bitch baby a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, it's so, so, like, layered.
So, okay, here's what I will say that I was, didn't remember from the first read, that I was actually surprised with this time. So, before the battle happens, she says to him, like, my heart is not fickle, you need to stay alive so we can, like, argue about this later.
Yeah, I also forgot that happened.
I thought they hated each other. Yes, me too! I think, truthfully... The whole, like, it took you 1 second to fall out of love with me.
That's all I saw. Yep.
And I was like, they're broken up.
Yep.
Whereas that's not...
No.
They were fine. When the battle started, they kissed. They went into battle.
Yeah.
They were...
Yeah.
She literally basically said, like, I still love you. Because he says, I didn't use it on you. And she's like, okay, received. Like, do you promise to never use it on me again?
Received.
And, like, they're fine.
Roger that.
And she wants to argue. And she's even talking, you know, having self-talk and saying, if you're Intrinsic... You get killed for that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why he wouldn't have told me.
Yeah.
We find out that Sagal didn't even tell Tarn. He's pissed at her.
Yeah.
So, like, she's almost saying, like, this one is kind of his free pass. And the fact that he told me, knowing the risk, mm-hmm. almost gives him a point in his favor.
Yeah.
And so I forgot. Because
she, no one knows.
Yes, no one.
Absolutely
no one.
Not even Bodhi.
No one.
No one knows.
And so.
So she's the first one. So I think that also makes her feel a little better.
Yes, but that whole train of thought, forgot that happened. I thought they hated each other.
Same.
Hated.
Yeah.
I like blocked it out.
And I think that's why I was even more heartbroken at the end.
Same.
Because I was like, oh my god, now this happened and they hate each other. How are they ever going to get back to each other? But it's not
literally
like that
forgot.
At all.
Completely forgot. So confused. Literally, genuinely.
We read a bootleg book. No.
No. I really think that one quote just sent my head into a tailspin.
Yes.
And I glitched forever.
Well, I think also, too, the first time we read this book, like, I just devoured it. And right. so I think I was just, like, speed reading. I don't even think I, like, really
read it.
Yeah. Because there was so, like, even with the words falling at Basketh, right? I forgot it was because of Jack.
Yes, yes, okay.
You know?
Yeah, so okay, let's go into that shit show. So these two are clearly having not a great time as they're going into war. But like I said, they did reconcile, and she's like, make sure you live, we gotta talk later. And I was like,
great.
Honestly, great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they all rush to Basketh because they're like, oh my god, that ward stone, something's wrong. They're gonna drop all the wards, which is how they're going to attack that other city that they're all guarding.
Yeah.
So they rush there. Of course, like, Violet's mom's, like, the only one there. They're like, hey. And she's like, guys, the wards are fine. Like, what are you all freaking out about? Hey, kitty.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you all freaking out about? And so they run down to the wardstone, and they find, like, two dead guards, and they're all like, oh.
Fuck.
No. So we get into the wardstone chamber, and all you see is fucking Jack there on Bane. His dragon.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello, everyone. Like,
yeah.
And just, like, now he's evil after being so nice in part one.
It was, like, night and day.
Night and day.
The mask came off.
Honestly, I felt a little relieved because I was like, oh.
Thank God. This is more fitting for this man.
Yeah. Like, I was like, there's no fucking way. Also, okay, this is, like, it's not controversial, but Jack is blonde.
Uh-huh.
Jack, in my mind, is a full ginger. There's no other reason.
Yes.
Like,
I also see Jack as a ginger.
Like, is that mean because, like, gingers are evil? I don't know. But no, Jack is blonde.
I wouldn't say gingers are evil. Ron Weasley isn't evil and he's a ginger.
My cat. My cat is a ginger.
So there is none.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
I thought he wasn't. Wait.
But he's not. They've mentioned blonde several times because every time they do it, I'm like, are you sure? Mind you, she's the author.
I didn't think of him like true ginger, like, but I thought he was gingery.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Almost like a.
Not like a full, you know.
Like KJ Apa. Like, you know. Like,
Yeah.
Like, not like shadowing over his eyes.
But not ginger. KJ Apa, like in Riverdale, where his hair literally is orange.
Right, no.
Like his real life.
But I imagined him like strawberry blonde ginger. Like, that was it. No,
damn.
He's blonde as fuck. But, like, to me, I'm, like, Liam's the only blonde one. Like,
yeah.
In my soul.
Well, maybe because his dragon is orange, so I just assume that he's...
Okay, I'm so happy. So, anyways, so Jack is there, and he's, like...
So Jack is not a ginger, and
Jack
he's
is
actually...
Not a ginger,
he's just Venom.
But he's there. So, he decides to just slit his dragon's throat, which then bleeds all over the wardstone, knocks the fire out, and I'm like,
That was insane, first of all.
He's like,
yeah, like Chucky. Mad.
Ginger.
Mad.
Another ginger.
Yikes. Mad disturbing. Yeah, that was like really fucked up. I actually felt really bad for Bane.
Yeah, you bonded this fucking psycho. Honestly, though, like your fault for, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. That was crazy. That was a crazy scene.
Just fucking slits the dragon's throat. It bleeds. There was like fire on top to show the wards were working. Puts the fire out with its blood, and then falls into it and cracks it in half. And you're like, oh, we're fucked. And now we find out Jack is Venom because they're like, you're gonna die because your dragon's dead. And he's like, joke's on you.
Yeah, and he's like, I can't wait to like be rewarded for bringing you to him.
Right.
And you're like, who's him?
Okay. Also, Jack mentions a fuck ton this part, which I've highlighted like all of it. He's basically just like
in orange.
No, I'm actually in yellow this time, but whatever, it's fine. So he's talking, I'm probably not gonna find the exact page, but basically he's saying how we're amongst you and now we can be free. And I'm like, all right, how many more of these fucking fucks are there? You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a lot, actually.
Right. But that was, like, alarming to me, I feel like. Like, this time I was like,
You know, it's like how they say, like, the aliens, like, they walk among us.
Right.
You know?
Same thing.
Like, how eerie. And then Violet's thinking, like, how many people did I just pass, like, in the quad that could be Venom?
Right, because they thought Venom couldn't exist within the wards, but because, like, he's, like, just, like, kind of simmered down Venom, like, he found a way simmered around down. That. Like, he's not, like, one of the crazy ones.
Well,
yet.
Because he's, like, an initiate.
Right.
Or whatever, you know, so he's not, they have their own ranking system.
But they also didn't know that they could exist within the wards before Jack is fucking standing there.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, this is news to us.
Yeah, but I guess they knew.
So now, the wards are fallen. Fucking Weavern, Venom, everyone's coming. This is not good for us.
No, and this is the sad part with their mom.
Yes. So, they have left some people home. Brennan gets there, and they're like, you're a healer or mender. Fucking fix the ward stone.
Yeah, so he fixed the ward stone, and Lilith is there. That's,
oh my god, I literally forgot her name.
I know, so like, same. And then it just, like, jumped in my mind. I was like, oh yeah, her name's Lilith.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I was like, you're absolutely right.
Basically, she has, like, this whole heart-to-heart with Violet, and she says, you know, regardless of what you may think, like, I love all of you, like, meaning, like, her, Brennan, and Mira, and she's like, I'm so happy that, you know, you have some of your dad in you, and you're more like me than I thought. And so, basically, what she does is just, like, imbue the ward stone with, like, all of her power. And essentially kills herself.
Which, honestly, for as much as I hated her...
That was a good way for her to go.
It was, and I got emotional. I actually was like, damn.
Yeah, I was sad. Fuck. I was like, that's... That scene hit me harder this second read than the first one.
Same. I think because I, like, almost, like, respected her mom more this time.
Yeah, yeah. The first time around, I was like, yeah, good. Fuck that bitch. She was mean.
Yes.
But now I'm like...
Damn. Especially with the deal she made with Zayden. Yeah. Like, I just felt a little differently about Lilith, our girl, this time around.
Yeah.
And
I think knowing, like, overall, like, the series, like, knowing what's to come and stuff like that, I think that, like, also made it...
Agreed.
...hit harder.
Yes. Yeah, I was sad. I was sad the first time, I will say, but this time was worse. Yeah.
I was more, like, in shock the first time.
Yeah.
And this time I was like, wow, like, that sucks.
That was very poetic, but good for her.
Yeah.
And so, the reason it's so relevant to raise these wards, first of all, they're, like, losing this battle. The battle scenes are crazy. Like, again, it's a battle scene, so...
She writes good.
Yeah. Like, we don't need the detail, but, like, as far as from a reading stance, they're great. Fucking Sawyer's leg got bitten off. Like, it's, like, a whole shit show.
Oh, my
there.
God, yeah.
Sawyer
almost died.
A little hobbly guy. Aww. So...
Wait, I thought... Sawyer is also blonde, is he not?
Maybe Sawyer's ginger.
Oh,
like,
maybe.
A wholesome... Like, he's a Ron Weasley. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're obsessing
not,
with gingers.
Not like a Penny Dreadful or...
Right. Like, he's a good ginger. Only one good ginger and it's Ron Weasley.
You'll float too, Georgie.
Right, right. So Sawyer's fucked. But yeah, so, like, basically it's...
That's kind of messed up. Why do they make gingers always the bad guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Anyway, sorry.
We're obsessed with gender scenarios. I'm kind of here for the theme. So Sawyer's pretty fucked. So the reason they need to raise these wards is because, like, if they don't, like, they're all going to die.
Yeah.
Violet finally figured it out, and they need the 6 breeds of dragon, but there's a 7th breed of dragon, conveniently, which Andarna is, which there was mad Easter eggs for.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a rainbow-changing dragon. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that for her, I guess. Oh my god, wait. What's that one fucking scene? She, like, presents herself as, like, a black dragon.
Oh, yeah, because... And she says... Oh, yeah, she says that, like, she looks up to Tarn or whatever.
Yes.
Like, he's her role model, and so she just wants to be like him. That was... Oh my god, that was a punch to the gut.
Bro, I gotta find it, because it's just, like, stop.
Yeah. But I like how, at the end, we get a little bit more of Andarna and Violet... And Andarna's like, you know, Violet says, I will always, you know, love you and choose you, regardless of what type of dragon you are, no matter if you have a power or not.
Well, and that's how they relate, because she's like, no one believes, like, you're different, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, the weak girl with the gray hair, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the quote, I found it. So, Violet, realizing that she's her own breed of dragon, says, I should have listened when you said you were the head of your own den. That's why no one could fight your right of benefaction, sorry, mm-hmm. last year. Why the Empyrean allowed her juvenile to bond. Because she was like, why are they letting that happen? But she's literally her own boss. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I want to bond. Whatever.
And that makes sense because even Tarn was like, it just happened.
We gotta let her do it.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was because Tarn couldn't say it's because she's a seventh breed.
Right. So she was like, say what you're thinking. And she said, your scales aren't really black. And she says, no, but he is. And I so badly want to be just like him. Oh, my God. And this is like, I was like, oh, my heart can't take it.
That part, like, kind of reminded me when you were just reading it. It kind of reminded me, like, in Twilight when Bella's like, your skin is ghostly white and you never eat.
Right.
And your skin glistens in the sun. And he's like, say it.
Yeah. And Darna is Edward. Great. She's like, I also glitter. So cute. So they all breathe fire onto the war zone and it works.
Yeah.
It's back up, whatever. Now, the problem in this whole scene, right? So we're seeing Violet's point of view. Violet was trying to imbue the stone and almost killed herself doing so before Lilith jumped in,
mm-hmm.
before the dragons jumped in, right?
Yeah.
So we know that's happening from our point of view. Now, obviously, we know the bond between Zayden and Violet, like...
She blocks him out. She was like, remember, I love you.
Right. But, like, he's still feeling her pain and probably knows how close she was to dying. Okay. So, the wards are up. The war is over. All is good. Really only we lost one leg. So, we're doing fine, you know?
Or are we?
Right. And so, Violet's like, where's Zayden? And they're like, he lives. Like, he's... Just come see him. And you're like, oh, that doesn't... sound great. This doesn't sound great. So she goes, and he's like being
I hate this. I hate this.
Yeah. And so what I find weird about this part, so the last chapter ends from his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she'd
first,
be doing that. The last chapter is always his point of view.
I'm into. So I will say, before when she gets to him.
But I want to get like more of his point of view.
Agree. When she gets to him, we end on her point of view first. And, you know, he's being all weird, and he's like, you should be scared.
Well, he wouldn't look her in the eye.
Right, and you're like, oh, at that point, I already knew.
Yeah.
Did you know at that point?
Yeah, I was like, don't tell me. Don't fucking tell me.
So, he looks up, and she's like, oh, she's
jump scare.
Yeah.
His eyes are rimmed red.
He's a fucking Venom, which I was like, are you fucking me right now? Like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, I was so upset.
I will say, like we just mentioned previously, the first book was worse because... I thought he did this while they hated each other.
Yeah.
And it was, like, more tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the fact that, like, they are not
Yeah, this fighting. Hurts in a different way.
It does. It does.
Especially, like, now that, you know, we've read the first couple chapters of Onyx Storm.
Yeah. So...
Brutal!
Brutal. Fucking brutal. So, that's Violet's chapter ends. Now, Zayden's chapter, I want to talk about this because it's interesting.
Okay.
Even before the battle, Zayden was like, they're waiting for me.
Yeah.
And Zayden, so Violet in this part of the book was having these dreams of the Venom, the sage saying, like, you will turn before the end, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Zayden was having the same dreams.
As Violet.
Yeah. And it seems like it was geared at him.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so this is the thing. Right, so you know how there's been multiple times where Zayden has been able to portray a memory into Violet?
I'm wondering the same thing.
You know, were those really Violet's dreams?
Correct.
Or were they,
I'm also wondering.
Or were they Zayden's?
And so we learn from his point of view, it kind of goes back and plays like that scene out with the sage, and he thinks Violet's about to die, so he channels from the earth,
mm-hmm.
thus becoming a Venom, just to be able to stop the sage...
Yeah,
to... You know, give her... Buy her mm-hmm. more time, whatever.
Yeah.
So he does this for Violet.
But I don't know, because I get confused, because there's multiple times in the book where the Venom come, and they say, like, oh, like, he'll be so happy that we bring you. And the few close times that, like, she's almost been killed, it's like, she's ordered to be alive when they get her.
True. I wonder, though, have we seen him with them? Because that might be the same role for him, because they are the two most powerful.
But we find out why in the beginning of Onyx Storm,
mm.
why they're both wanted.
Right, correct.
We learn that in, like, the second chapter.
Yeah, so don't say it yet.
No, I won't.
Which,
like, makes sense, but,
So, yeah. So they're both being coveted, clearly. I think it kind of applies to both of them, if I'm being honest. Like, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
well,
so...
Well, okay. Also, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so Zayden's Venom, whatever. That's how the book ended. It sucked. Terrible.
Now imagine waiting years for this.
Solera. Oh, my God.
That's what... Imagine having a dragon.
Ooh, shit. Okay, anyways.
And now imagine waiting a year
for this
more.
Third book. Okay, can we talk just briefly about how the setup of the books,
mm-hmm.
you know, the beginning is like everything has been transcribed from whatever by Jacinia, whatever, all accounts are real, names have been preserved, whatever.
To like honor the fallen. I'll read it exactly just because I think it's relevant. Now, it's in the beginning of every book, so this is relevant.
So if, okay, read it.
The following text has been faithfully transcribed from Nabarian into the modern language by Jacinia Neilwart, curator of the Scribe Quadrant at Bathgate War College. All events are true, and names have been preserved to honor the courage of those fallen. May their souls be commended to Malak.
Okay, so there's a few different things here, right? First, Jacinia is the curator of the archives at Bathgate.
Correct.
So she runs it.
Correct, which... So it's a few years from now.
Yeah, granted. So she's in charge, and then all the names. Are you telling me that everyone fucking died?
Okay, so now this is the episode. Perfect way to leeway into this.
Violet and Zayden died. I hope they die together at least.
Same. Okay, so now because the book quote unquote ended, we're going to dive into the next part of this podcast episode with theories. Before we, because we honestly just started Onyx Storm to the point where we don't really know what's going on, so we're gonna theorize. So that's one of the big theories, right? How these books start. Okay, so one of the theories is everyone's dead, Jacinia clearly lived, and she's now transcribing. Now, here's my thing, though, too. They could be alive, and it would be Jacinia as the curator who's finally rewriting history in the most accurate way and saying, I'm going to tell everyone's story. And those have fallen, right? We wrote about Liam's death. You know, so it's not like no one's dead. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So is that just...
True. Are they alive but fake their deaths?
No, I think either they're dead or they're alive and it's just, that's like a tricky little thing that she put into, you know what I'm saying? Like, because again, mad people died, it was a war. You know what I'm saying? So, it doesn't mean that Violet and Zayden and Rhee and Sawyer, you know what I'm saying? It might.
Oh, that would suck, man. That would really suck.
That would suck, but I would respect the fuck out of it.
Well, I'm interested to see because, you know how they make that, like, bond that none of them are gonna die before graduation.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like one of them has to die before graduation.
Agreed. I wanted to look up the one theory I want to talk about,
and
too.
And I think, don't hate me, I think it's gonna be Rhee.
I'm thinking Rhee or Riddick.
Yeah. Fuck.
So, Rebecca in an interview had just mentioned that one of our loved characters in book 4 does not make it. So I think that would be when it happens. Yeah. Riddick, I think Riddick or Rhee, for sure.
Yeah, but I think Rhee would leave more of an impact.
Which, again, I'm kind
of... Because she hasn't had any, like, close calls.
Correct.
Riddick has, Sawyer has.
Oh, good point. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't read Throne of Glass, it's kind of like Nahima, what is her name?
Oh, Nahemia.
Like, yeah. But I almost...
That was fucked.
But
that
I appreciate
was fucked.
That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, give me a plot device, you know?
Yeah.
Alright, so now we're going to talk about other theories. Okay, so going into this book, Onyx Storm, we know Zayden's second signet. Now, we find out, or we know, based on interviews, whatever, that Violet also has a second signet now that Andarna's big, whatever. So Rebecca had mentioned that all throughout Iron Flame, her second signet is so obvious. Do you have any idea what it is?
No.
I have no fucking idea.
None.
The only thing I could think of is in one of those little, like, pretext things, it was, like, a detailed description of a signet, and they were like, oh, it's so rare, it's only been seen twice. I'm like, all right, that could be it. You know, because, like, they just made a point to mention that. And I forget what the signet was. I don't want to Google it, because if it's in Onyx Storm, I don't want to spoil it for myself. But, like, there was just, like, a little, like, pretext thing, and I feel like those things are kind of telling sometimes.
Well, they, like, describe the chapter.
Yeah, but I feel like this one, it didn't.
So what is it?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, you said oh.
Oh, no, I thought it was a siphon, but that's Sloane's.
Yeah.
Sloane is a siphon.
Also, Imogen's a memory eraser? That's crazy.
That's a good one. So, okay,
what power
so,
would you want to have?
I don't know. Honestly, I would, I mean, at first I'm like, oh, I'd be a little sad if it was just elemental, but like, honestly, how cool is that either? So.
Well... Yeah.
That's also awesome. So I feel like any of the above are great.
She's gonna be some type of magic.
Right. Agreed.
So yeah, I don't know.
You don't feel like you know either, because I have no fucking idea.
Sometimes I don't know. I'm trying to think because it's supposed to be representative of the rider, right?
I know.
So I wonder if maybe it has to do something with, like, being able to retain information. Because you know how Violet just be, like, fucking spewing facts, like, from textbooks? Like, word for word?
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if it has something to do with that.
And the professor who was training her now also mentioned, which was, I think, relevant, that her signet of lightning isn't actually lightning. She just can control pure power. But lightning is just...
her form that she's most comfortable with. Which is interesting.
So I'm like, does it relate to that? I just don't...
And do you think that's because it's piggybacked off of her mom who can control storms and the weather?
I feel like that could be for sure as well. I don't know. Shit. So, but I just, to me, just wanted to ask about her second signet. Because I did not feel that it was... I mean, again, I'm sure after reading Onyx Storm, if that's what, you know, we find out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be obvious. But just before we read and before we figure it out, did we feel it's obvious right now?
No,
because... I don't.
No, because even when you texted me the other day and you're like, oh, let's talk about Violet and her second signet. I was like, I can't even fucking think of what it could be.
I found this. Okay. The only signet more terrifying than an intrinsic is a truth-sayer, and yet we let them live. And I was like, could that be? Because again, how she's spewing facts. Have we met a truth-sayer yet? I feel like, no. We've met, like, the some of them, like, the, you know, their generals, whatever, that, like, can, like, detect if you're saying the truth. Is that what a truth sayer is? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that was with the war games.
Right.
Or the RSC, know. The RSC. Remember? And so when they had to, like, memorize the lie?
Right.
Or the code, the secret code? Or...
I don't know. I find it difficult. I'm not sure.
I find it difficult.
So, okay, so
I am confusion.
So, I feel like we'll, again, I think reading back, we'll be like, oh, there are all the signs, you know, how we did with, like, Jack being Ben, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, next theories we can chat about.
So, let's talk about Brennan.
Brennan's, so we mentioned last book, just my little caveat of, like, the orange dragon. I'm a little skeptical. Although, finishing this book, Imogen has an orange dragon. Yeah. So, now I'm like, I don't know. But that's besides the point.
I think the orange dragons are just, they're just a little crazy.
Okay, fine. Well, Imogen is a little crazy.
She's a little wild. Yeah, she's a little wild.
All right, so that's just like a little caveat, but okay. Yes.
Okay, so the theory goes like this. So apparently, people are saying that Brennan and Naolin, mm-hmm. So Naolin is the one who tried to save Brennan, but died in the process of saving him. But Brennan's alive. So, does that mean that Naolin is also alive? And if he is he Venon?
Right.
Because he essentially brought Brennan almost back from the dead.
Right.
You know?
And
so if
kind
he's
of like how Zayden had to save Violet, if Naolin was really determined, would he have taken from the Earth to have enough power to do that?
And so now, what if you know, we're following this line of thinking. If Naolin is a Venon, is he the sage?
And also speculation of, were Brennan and Naolin in love, in a relationship?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, is that going to be a big deal? Like, the man that you loved is now the fucking ruler of these people.
What's with these Sorengales, man? First Violet, well, first Brennan then. Now Violet, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I enjoy that theory. I think that would be great.
Well, that would be interesting because, like, if Naolin is the mage, say, for example, the mage in the dreams, I think it was, tells Violet or Zayden, whoever it is, that they'll turn for love.
Right. Which, in Naolin's case, he would have turned for love. I think that's a really fucking good theory. I like it whenever I see it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I think that would really, really rip some people apart, for sure.
Agreed.
But, like... And that's the thing, right? It's like, you don't want this because you love them, you love the characters,
like,
you love the story, but you want... I just want her to be, like, crazy with this book. Like, I want her to write something that goes against what people would normally want.
Agreed. And so, yes. And so, another thing that's kind of,
like... don't be a sellout like SJM, okay?
Correct. That's all we want. And then our last theory of, like, we want this, we not want this, whatever, is, was Lilith a Venon?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not... sure. I feel like no. Because
I feel
if
no
she
as well.
Was, she wouldn't have died. She would have just kept channeling from the Earth. Like, when she was imbuing the ward stone. Like, she burnt out. Okay. She lost her power.
Okay, but also, if she's a general of Basketh, and they're essentially at Basketh 24/7 within the wards, like, that...
would, like, diminish her?
Her diminish, like, her maybe want or need to siphon from the earth.
I just think, to me, like... so, okay. I feel like certain mother characters, especially, like, the mother trope kind of thing, like, there's, like... the mysterious mom and, like, their backstory, whatever. My opinion is I feel like Lilith, like, her story, she was a bitch. We found out she actually loved her children, whatever. I think that was her arc, and, like, that is complete. Like, I really feel like that was her story. Like, she sacrificed herself for her children. Like, that's complete. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree as far as, like, ACOTAR, SJM. There's more going on with Feyre and the girl's mom. Something was up, whether she was a fae, whatever. Because, like, she's the mysterious mother character. I don't feel like Lilith is, like, this mysterious whatever. I think...
you know who I do feel is mysterious, though?
Who?
Their father.
Agreed.
He gives me those vibes, not Lilith.
Agreed. I think Lilith, I'm like, her book is closed. She was a bitch, but she really did it all in benefit of her children.
Well, I think also, too, because the one part in the book where it says, you know, Violet mentions that, like, you know, her mom would work these crazy hours, and when she would come back, like, her eyes would be red-rimmed and whatever... now I'm thinking, you know, Violet's reading this book on, you know, the folklore of Venon. Is she, as a child, are you just, like, imagining that? Or, you know, now you realize everything that's really been going on behind the scenes. And maybe her mother was just really fucked up that she has to be, you know, hide this lie from everybody.
Correct.
And, you know, so it's like...
so I just feel like Lilith is like, we got the full truth. That was her vibe. She died honorably, and, like, it was sad. But, like, that was it. Like, I don't think that she's Venon, whatever. I agree. When someone's dead before the book starts, and there's, like, almost, like, ambiguity, what's your deal? So, yeah, I agree. Like, Feyre Nest and Elaine's mom. The Soren Gale's father. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. They're already dead. Mm-hmm. What was your deal?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And also the fact that, like, her dad was a scribe, and, like, apparently he died of a heart attack. Bullshit, they probably killed him. Like,
because he was so upset after Brennan's death.
Like, something was going on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know if he got killed because he was trying to, like, also expose the truth, whatever, but there's more to his story. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And so I feel like those are the most, you know, talked about theories. I think, okay, let's say our thoughts real quick going... into Onyx. I was close.
Onyx.
Yeah, Onyx, like a goose.
Yeah.
Our thoughts going into Onyx Storm, before we really get into it, I feel like I expect to find out more with Andarna, which reading the first few chapters is proving to be true. Mm-hmm. Because...
which I didn't think that was the way the book was going to go.
Well, they do talk about raising Arisia's ward. They need another... rainbow dragon to do so, right? Because they need one of each.
Yeah.
So, what I want to find out in book 3 would be, like, more about Andarna. Obviously, what the fuck's going on with Zayden.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andarna, like, especially, like, why is she the only one?
Right. So, like, I think
Where are her dragons?
My two main things are, like, Andarna and Zayden. Like, give me answers.
Yeah.
What do you want to find out, and what do you think we're going to find out?
That, as well...
right.
I think there's definitely going to be, like, more Venon stuff
going on. I would think. And apparently the world expands, so I'm expecting...
yeah, so...
I think I'm going to get those answers for Andarna and Zayden.
Yeah. Oh, she walks so slow up the stairs.
My cat. For those of you who can't see us.
Yeah, and then... I think somebody's going to die in this third book.
I don't know if I think the third book. I think fourth. So...
I think she should kill somebody off in the third book.
Okay.
Like, I want to be devastated by the time I finish this book.
Fair. I don't know if we will be. So, and this is just... we haven't really... I haven't read any spoilers or anything like that. I have seen, like, reviews without spoilers. Mm-hmm.
Every time I see anything related to Onyx Storm, I just scroll.
Because I don't want to see. People are, like, not disappointed. They were saying there's, like, a lot of new names and are confused.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that makes sense for a third book in a 5-book series. Like, she's expanding the world.
Yeah, it has to expand.
So, I don't hate that.
No, I don't hate it either. I think,
I expect this to be, honestly, answers regarding Andarna and Zayden, again, hopefully. But I also think it's going to be a lot more world building, unfortunately. Which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I feel like what would be really, like, ingenious of Rebecca, you know, book one and two, Iron Flame and Fourth Wing, is, like, the story within the story.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a building block for something even bigger to come, and I really hope that's the case.
I think yes, but I think this will be the world building for that, and I think book four and five are going to be fucked up. Okay. Which I'm fine with that.
Would you say that maybe book four and five is, like, book two and three of ACOTAR?
Yeah, because, like, that was her original
mm-hmm.
trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, Rebecca knew she was writing five books. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Violet and Zayden are going to stay together?
Yes, I do. And even, like, you know, there's a show being made, which I'm all about. Rebecca mentioned, like, oh, I have no interest in, like, love triangles. And I think, like, this story ultimately is about Violet and Zayden.
Yeah, but I don't understand why she would make that comment.
Well,
where's the love triangle?
I guess Dane.
Yeah, but that, like, lasts one book.
Well,
and it's not even a true love triangle.
Agreed, but they're only making the first season right now, which is book one. You know, but I think, again, that's not her focus, what her point is.
Mm.
So I just do think, I think it is a story. And I think she's mentioned in interviews I've seen briefly. I haven't watched too many about Onyx Storm because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But she has mentioned, like, this is ultimately a story, it is a love story.
But, like, I'm also confused how Fourth Wing is now, you know, going to get started with production and stuff. And how come everything fell through with ACOTAR?
I would argue Rebecca Yarros is probably more determined, which is fine. Yeah, so that's exciting news. And they want to do, like, a series or a season, sorry, per book.
Yeah.
Fine. The guy they're suggesting for Zayden, Josh Hutcherson, whatever, I think he's good. I'm fine with him.
The guy from
Dune?
Dune, yeah.
I'm fine. So, I don't know, lots of exciting things Fourth Wing related. So those are some of the theories. We'll be talking more about them as
they
pop up.
They also have, like, really cute merch, like,
yeah,
in Barnes & Nobles and stuff.
Yeah. Let's go get it.
Like,
everyone go spend your money.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Let's go be riders, everyone. Yeah, so we will obviously be talking
a rider without his dragon, it's dead. A dragon without his rider is a travesty.
Isn't the other way around?
I don't know.
Might be. I think you were wrong. That's okay. It was a good attempt. I liked it. All right, so yeah, so we will see you guys next week. We're starting Onyx Storm finally.
Debauchery!
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping. I have high hopes. I'm hoping they live up to those high hopes.
I think I'm, like, suppressing. I've been trying to suppress my excitement in case I am disappointed.
All right, fair. So
then that way, like, if it is good, like, I can feel, like, the full breath of emotion.
Agreed.
Oh, and then also, Side note. So
Side quest.
Jamie found this thing on Instagram, and it was like, record your reactions for, like, these chapters. Cause apparently, like, these chapters are, like, crazy. So me and Jamie are gonna record our reactions for those chapters. I mean, we're not gonna do all, like, show all of them, but we're gonna make, like, a little
montage.
Yeah, and post it on the Instagram, TikTok. So make sure you
check it out. And other update before we go, we are going to do Onyx Storm in three parts, just because we want to savor it. And probably theorize a lot and kind of, like, you know, take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? Because we do whatever we want. So that's the joy of this.
Yeah.
We
pay our own bills here.
Right. So we'll see you guys next week for part one out of three mm-hmm. of Onyx Storm.
We're so excited.
So excited.
Get excited.
Ah, okay. Ah! All right. So we'll see you guys next week.
Ciao.